A series of arson attacks on cars in South and East Belfast in the Ravenhill and Castlereagh Road areas over the weekend are being treated as racially motivated hate crimes. A parked car in Florida Street was set alight in the early hours of yesterday morning. It damaged several other cars nearby. The bonnet and windscreen of a car in Wayland Street was damaged in a separate attack. And a short time later, a car parked in Carlingford Street was also on fire. The Alliance Party MLA, Paula Bradshaw, with us today. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why do we think these are racially motivated?
Well, I think that the police have done their initial investigations and identified who's been targeted, and that is their initial understanding of why these attacks took place.
So these are people from ethnic minority communities, are they? They own the property.
Well, I'm not sure whether they actually own the property or whether they're socially rented, but that the people whose property in terms of their vehicles have been damaged, it would appear that they are either migrant community or ethnic minority community.
And look, I know you're not the police, Paula, but I'm just wondering what you know and what you don't know. And do the police think that these are all linked and that it's the same people attacking
them?
Well,
that's their working assumption at the minute. You know, the attacks that you read out there all took place in the early morning. It's between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. These were clearly orchestrated. The same people carried them out, and it would be very, very clear that these were clearly designed to intimidate those families out of their homes.
Which is disgusting.
It is absolutely disgusting, and I don't know whether it's the same people who were involved in Cantrell Close there recently. But it is part of a wider problem we're facing in Belfast at the minute. So whether it is Catholic families, ethnic minorities or migrants, then I think that it's about time that these boyos, these thugs, were round up and faced the full rigour of the law, because they shouldn't be allowed to intimidate not just those people they directly target, but the people who are living in that community peacefully and wanting to bring their family up in a secure society.
Yeah, we sometimes need to stand back and think about where we are in modern Northern Ireland, because Northern Ireland's a story. There are two stories, aren't there, of contemporary Northern Ireland. One is that with more cruise ships coming in than ever before, many people are saying that Belfast is an exciting city, one of the top cities in the world to visit, the young generation, the new generation thinks differently, and there's so much to hope for in the future. And then the other Northern Ireland is one of sectarian division, where we can't live together, where, you know, two Catholics were driven out of their homes in Cantrell Close. As far as I know, they're still homeless. And now we have people with their cars and their property being burnt out because of the colour of their skin.
I know. Well, this is the problem. We have our race equality strategy, which sits with the executive office. We don't have a scrutiny committee at the minute looking at how that's been implemented, how it's been monitored, because people didn't wake up on Sunday morning and have racially motivated thoughts in their head. We need to be digging down deeper into society so that everybody buys into that Belfast that you described at the start, one that is inclusive and diverse and celebrates difference. So I think that there's wider issues here that we as politicians need to tackle, need to get back into Stormont and actually make sure that these issues are addressed comprehensively.
OK, Paula, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.